The TNT Shop has great gift ideas for your furry family member. And we don't mean your Aunt Dolores.
You stink!
The TNT Shop has it all. At TNTRadio.live. The Reckoning with Timothy Shea on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Here they go again, folks. Using the NDAA to get legislation enshrined into law. Legislation that can't make it through committee on its own. Legislation that is bad for the country. You see, we have to pass a National Defense Authorization Act every 2 years because the Constitution only permits two-year funding for the military. So every 2 years, we go through this. Every 2 years is an NDAA, and they always wait, because guess what else we have every 2 years? We have a new Congress every 2 years. The new Congress starts January 3rd. So every 2 years, the Congress waits until December. And then they end up ramming it through in the middle of the night when they think no one's looking, because no one's looking. And those of us who are looking are left jumping up and down, waving our arms and screaming at the top of our lungs that our nation is being stolen from us to no avail. In 2016, they slipped through the Smith-Mundt, or 2012, rather, they slipped through the Smith-Mundt Repeal Act. The Smith-Mundt Act was a 1952 law that prohibited the government from propagandizing American citizens on American soil. Folks, things were so bad in the 50s that they actually had to pass a law to prohibit the government from propagandizing Americans on American soil. You'd think that wouldn't be necessary. But even in the 1950s, it was necessary. And the Democrats hated that law because they couldn't lie to you then. They couldn't gaslight you then using government resources. So in 2012, Obama got them to slip the Smith-Mundt Repeal Act, which is a very short piece of legislation that just says the Smith-Mundt Act of 1952 is hereby repealed. Slip it into the NDAA, which has to be passed, because if you don't pass it, there's no military. So they slip it in the middle of the night, literally the middle of the night. It was like 2 or 3 in the morning. They do the same thing in 2016. They stood up the Global Engagement Center, which is one of those things that in theory sounds great and in practice is horrible, right? In theory, it was to enable the State Department to combat YouTube videos, tweets, Facebook reels, etc., that promote joining a jihadist organization and becoming an auto kaboomer, homicide bomber, all the extremism. Right? That's the new euphemism, extremism. So that's the theory, and that sounds good, right? Yeah, we want the government to be able to go out and put out its own videos to counter this jihadist propaganda. We want to have propaganda that shows that you're not going to get 72 virgins or however many they are, and all the bad things that happen if you blow yourself up. But that's not what they're using it for. That's not what they're using the Global Engagement Center for. Or at least that's not the only thing they're using it for. No, they're using it to propagandize American citizens on American soil, which is possible now because the Smith-Mundt Act was repealed. You see how that works? And why am I so exercised about this? I've talked about it before, but why am I so exercised about this today? Because Rhino Surrender Monkey Mitch McConnell caved today to his best pals Nancy and Chuck. And I got to give him credit. I'm not a big Kevin McCarthy fan, but McCarthy stood up and was vehemently against this. But nope, Cocaine Mitch caved. So now we're going to have the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, the JCPA, put into this year's NDAA. What is the JCPA, you might ask? Let me give you a hint. Its title is Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, and for once, it's not exactly the opposite of what it says it is. Although it limits competition, it should be the Journalism Anti-Competition It does preserve corporate media that's losing its shirt because no one trusts it anymore. New York Times and Washington Post, if they weren't being propped up by people who didn't care about them making money, would have been shuttered years ago. Their subscriptions are way down, their daily readership is way down, and the trust is in the toilet. Nobody trusts New York Times or Washington Post. Heck, I gave up doing the New York Times crossword puzzle every day, which I used to love to do. When Gene Malisca was running it, it was a fantastic. When he was editing, it was a fantastic crossword. You know, take me 5 minutes or so on Monday. I still have yet to finish a Saturday puzzle, though. And Sunday was fun. You could work on it all through the week. But then Will Shortz took over when Gene retired. It was okay at first. I liked Will's themes of the puzzles and his wordplay, but now it's woke. It's been woke the last few years. I don't even do that anymore. And I've given up professional sports, so New York Times had the best sports columnists in the business. No reason to read them anymore. Corporate professional sports went woke. Everything's going woke. And now here comes Congress to basically enact the greatest wealth transfer from Silicon Valley into the newsrooms in Washington and New York that's ever occurred. Because what it does, this is how it preserves, right? This is the preservation part. It enables the media company to form together into cartels that can negotiate rates. So they're going to negotiate sweetheart rates, right? But competition? No, it's anti-competition. It prevents independent news outlets and small media outlets from joining their negotiating cartels, and thereby not getting in on the sweetheart deals. And bet your bottom dollar, it's going to be used as a vehicle to censor more actual news, like the Hunter Biden laptop. I'm Timothy Shea. This is The Reckoning.
News you can count on.
They break down the big story.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
So yeah, I shouldn't be so angry, though, because what a shock. I'm shocked. Shocked to find out that Mitch McConnell has caved to Nancy and Chuck. He does it like it's his job. The guy's 11 years old. He's been a senator since the age of 3, I think. No, I know the age for being a senator is 30. I get it. It's called hyperbole. It's making an extreme statement to prove a point. Mitch has been in the Senate forever. And looking back over his career, the only thing I can give him credit for, at least the only thing that comes to mind, maybe he named a post office after a guy who gave his life in service of the country or did something else like that that was good. But the only substantive thing I can think of, and if I'm wrong, send it in a comment. Go to tntradio.live. Get on the chat room. Send me a comment on the show page. If I'm wrong, I'll admit to being wrong. But what I'm saying is the only thing that comes to mind is that he kept Merrick Garland off the Supreme Court. And I'm very thankful that he kept Merrick Garland off the Supreme Court. But folks, we've had a color revolution in this country. Do you know what a color revolution is? It's a Marxist, Alinskyist, bloodless revolution where you use a country's own laws against it to affect regime change. And we are masters of the color revolution. How do you think Zelensky got into power in Ukraine? We ran a color revolution against Viktor Poroshenko in 2014. You got to see the two documentaries that Oliver Stone did, Ukraine on Fire, and I think the other one's called Remembering Ukraine. Two great documentaries. And Oliver Stone is no Trumplican, okay? He's not MAGA. But the guy's got integrity. when it comes to, you know, how about this? We've got enough problems here at home. How about our politicians worry about taking care of Americans on American soil instead of propagandizing us? And how about they worry about running our own country instead of installing puppet governments around the world? Huh? How about that? So if you think 2012 wasn't a color revolution, you've got another think coming. And the Twitter release is proving it. And look what they do, right? It's always attack the messenger. Matt Taibbi, I think it's Taibbi. It's either Taibbi or Taibbi. I'm not sure how he pronounces his name. But Matt Taibbi is a journalist that actually commits journalism. And the left loved him, just like Donald Trump. The left loved him until they hated him. Right? The left always loved Donald Trump. Rona Barrett wanted him to run for president in 1980. Oprah Winfrey wanted him to run for president in the early 90s. NBC loved him because he had the highest rated show on NBC for like 10 years. And I think it ran for 14 years total. So, of course, as soon as he comes down the golden escalator, they all have to hate him with a vengeance. Russia, Russia, Russia gate, Filegate, FISA gate, impeachment 1.0, impeachment 2.0, the Mueller debacle, all the BS, the dossier, the Steele dossier. And they got him out of office by censoring the Hunter Biden laptop story, which, as salacious as the videos that Hunter took of himself, and yes, Elon, let Real Patriot TV out of Twitter jail for simply pointing that fact out. Somebody was trying to spread disinformation, and I countered it with actual information, and your AI bot put me in the hooskow because I mentioned the H word. Can't say the H word. Actually, didn't say Hunter. The exact tweet was, not his porn, because the guy was spreading disinformation, replying to someone saying, oh, so if you forget to pick up your laptop from a repair shop, that's going to be quote-unquote your porn they find on it. And I replied to that disinformation, not his porn? Are you kidding me? They were selfie videos of him smoking crack slash meth, because we don't know what rock he was smoking. I was either crack or meth. Of him smoking crack slash meth while getting a footy from a whore. Because that's what the videos portrayed, folks. But as salacious as all the videos were and all the photographs showing the drug use, the prostitution, all the various felonies that addict Hunter commits on the regular. No. That's not why Twitter censored the Hunter laptop story in the New York Post. It's because of all the emails. It's because of the paper trail that was on Hunter's laptop. All the text messages, because it was an iPad, or it was a MacBook, right? So all the text messages from his iPhone were backed up and synced onto the laptop. All the videos, all the photographs, all the text messages. All the emails. Hunter's laptops weren't just what was on Hunter's laptop. It was also everything that was on Hunter's phone. And that's the reason why Twitter, New York Times, Washington Post, the DNC all colluded to keep you from knowing that story, to keep you from knowing about Hunter's laptop. Almost 20% of registered Democrats who voted for Joe Biden said that it would have impacted the way they voted. That's why they had to keep the story from being known. In 1983, Hobart College graduate John Cypher, a career CIA officer, who not only signed the letter that lied by implication, see, it was carefully worded. It didn't say that the Hunter laptop story was Russian disinformation. It said it had all the earmarks. So that's what they're relying on to say that they didn't lie. That won't wash. You're listening to The Reckoning on TNT Radio.
TNT Radio's Dirk Pohlman.
As an expert in international law, what's your position on Julian Assange's case?
I am a great admirer of Julian Assange, as I am an admirer of Edward Snowden and of other whistleblowers. Since my time as a UN staff member, and I was for decades a senior lawyer with the United Nations and the High Commissioner for Human Rights here in Geneva, I have been pleading for the drafting and adoption of a charter of rights of whistleblowers, because I think that whistleblowers are eminent human rights defenders. We need them desperately because our governments lie to us. Our governments commit war crimes and crimes against humanity in our names. And we don't know about it because secrecy is the key.
The Dirk Pohlman Show on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
This is the sound of confidence soaring.
Our mission is to educate, inspire, and arm.
This is the sound of honor roaring.
We should never, never forget those that gave their lives.
This is the sound of a generation rising above.
337 for Bravo Fox Papa.
We want to be involved in the education of young people so that they can take our aircraft and the stories that our pilots tell and realize their own dreams.
The Commemorative Air Force honors the heroes of yesterday while educating and inspiring the heroes of tomorrow.
Your future and how you live your life is dependent on how you think.
You can learn more at soundsofhistory.org right now.
What the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities. The WEF promotes transhumanism. Today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
So our intelligence community veterans, something like 56 of them, signed a letter before the election saying the Hunter Biden laptop story has all the earmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. FBI, manic and in a panic, goes to Twitter and Facebook warning them of an impending Russian hack and leak operation. Folks, they were scared to death. They knew Donald Trump had that election locked up. Creepy Uncle Joe was giving a rally, and there was more Trump supporters at the rally out in the parking lot honking their horns when he was speaking than there were sitting in the little circles. And to justify having such a small turnout, right, 6 feet social distancing, they had the chairs in the circles. So let's do a little math. If you had a 6 foot diameter circle, for the person in the chair in the middle of the circle, so what would the radius be? The radius would be 3 feet. You could have another circle, and the two circles could be touching at the edges. And you could have another chair inside a 6 foot circle. And that circle would likewise have a radius of 3 feet. And 3 feet plus 3 feet is 6 feet. The chairs would be 6 feet apart. Oh, no! That's not how the circles were arranged. It was a 6 foot circle separated by 6 feet from another 6 feet circle, and that's 3 feet plus 6 feet plus 3 feet, which is 12 feet apart. And they had to make it's all the visual thing. Oh my gosh, people can't even sit close to each other. The Rona, the Rona, it's going to kill you. No, the jabs have killed way more people. The jabs have killed more people than they even killed in hospital, right? Most of the people that died during the actual pandemic, which has been over for a year and a half now, even though the emergency continues on, most of the people that died didn't die from COVID-19. They either died with COVID-19 from motorcycle accidents, suicide, drowning, slip and fall, car accident, burned up in a fire because he fell asleep on the couch smoking a cigarette. Or they died from being treated with remdesivir and a ventilator. Right? That's where most of the deaths came from. More people died from being treated with remdesivir and a ventilator than died from COVID-19. The only people that really died from COVID-19 were murdered when Andrew Cuomo and other Democrat governors put COVID-infected seniors into nursing homes. Over 80% of the people that died from COVID, like actually died from the virus, were over 65. But how do we even know they died from COVID? Because all of a sudden, miraculously, cold and flu season had no cases of cold and flu. None. CDC tried gaslighting us, even saying that they were extinct. Cold and flu were extinct. The lies spewing out of D.C., it's like it's an open sewer down there. Nobody trusts the corporate media. The best way, if your discernment isn't good, if you can't figure out what's good and what isn't good, if you believe the opposite of every single thing that the New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSLSD, and even Fox News tells you, you'll be in pretty good shape. Pretty good shape. The people who aren't in pretty good shape, unfortunately, are the vaccinated. Report leaked today, 1.1 million have died from the jab. Okay. A pathologist's report was also put out showing that out of 35 postmortems, 5 showed significant morphology consistent with vaccine-induced myocarditis. 5 out of 35.
People are saying, well, it was such a small sample number. Can you really trust the results of that?
Folks, they tested the jab on 8 mice and all 8 mice died. They haven't even done the studies. They're currently doing the studies. I am in possession of the document from FDA to Pfizer. Let me read you this. You're not going to believe this. It's dated August 23rd, 2021. Attention, Amit Patel at BioNTech Manufacturing, GmbH over in Germany. And it's also addressed to Pfizer Inc., 235 East 42nd Street, New York. Dear Mr. Patel, blah, 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 blah. We've got all these requirements for adverse event reporting, pediatric reporting requirements. You've got to give an annual status report on post-marketing study. Deferred pediatric study on children 12 to 15 years. Study completion May 31st, 2023. So folks, don't let your doctor tell you it's been approved for children 12 to 15. This is for Comirnaty, which isn't even available here in the United States yet. We got a deferred pediatric study in infants and children 6 months to under 12. Study completion November 30th, 2023. Deferred pediatric study to evaluate safety and effectiveness of Comirnaty in infants less than 6 years or less than 6 months of age. Study completion July 31st, 2024. How many infants under 6 months of age are going to die in the next year and a half as part of this study? We got a monitoring post-approval safety study to evaluate the occurrence of myocarditis and pericarditis following administration of the jab. Study completion June 30th, 2025. How many men under 40 are going to be dead by June 30th, 2025 from myocarditis and pericarditis? They don't care. Collateral damage, profits over power, profits over protection for these jabs. Post-conditional approval active surveillance study among individuals in Europe receiving the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus disease 2019 vaccine to evaluate the occurrence of myocarditis and pericarditis following administration of Comirnaty. Study completion March 31st, 2024. Folks, these studies are all through 2024, 2025. Here's one, a prospective cohort study with at least 5 years of follow-up for potential long-term sequelae of myocarditis after vaccination. Study completion December 31st, 2026. The reason I'm going into all this is so you can tell all your lunatic leftist loser neighbors and friends and family this Christmas,
the jabs are safe and effective. You should just get the jab. We're all in this together.
No. They're not safe. Not only are they not effective, they're the opposite of effective. You are at greater risk of contracting COVID-19 now if you've been jabbed than if you haven't been, because we have a pandemic of the vaccinated. But we knew all this a year ago, year plus ago, when the White House and the corporate media all came out, all saying at the same time, we have a pandemic of the vaccinated, of the unvaccinated. No, it's a pandemic of the vaccinated. Everything they tell you is a lie.
It's Russian disinformation.
No, actually, it's not. It's Democrat disinformation. You're listening to The Reckoning on TNT Radio.
De-weaponizing weather with reality and perspective.
I was on the Brian McClain show today, which I absolutely love doing. I love being on TNT anytime I'm on. And of course, I heard the Maltzberg Minute, which is much more professional than when I do. He's better looking than me. He's got better hair than me. I have to keep striving to keep up with him and Marano. I mean, you know, I've got hair envy over here. And you know what they say when you're going bald? Hair today, gone tomorrow. Actually, lack of hair today. Okay, so I've wasted about half a minute of your time. What is going on? We are watching this pattern get set here, all right? Quite frankly, for you folks in the United States, the pattern down the road from about, December 12th through December 30th looks a heck of a lot like it did in the famed Snowmageddon back in February 2010. Also a pattern late in January 1966, it looked like that. What does this mean? Well, it means that for the United States and Europe, it sends lawyers, guns, and money, because there's a heck of a lot of cold and a lot of snow on the way. This is TNT Climate and Weather Watchdog, meteorologist Joe Bastardi, asking you to enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
Since the day I stopped drinking, my life has gotten better and better. I can't take any credit for it. It just seems that without alcohol, I think better, I'm more careful with money, I watch what I say, I don't get into trouble like I did when I was drinking. It's scary trying to walk through life alone, and today I have that very distinct feeling that I don't ever have to be alone again.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
The U.S. government is predicting the average household is going to spend hundreds of dollars more on gas this year.
Crazy, isn't it?
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
You know, if you think it's just one issue, too, it's not. It's everything, folks. The media are liars about everything. If the narrative out of Ukraine were true, if Putin was the bad guy, Zelensky was the hero, and the U.S. was on the right side in this war, and if it didn't start it, how come every single photograph, every single piece of video, every single story that's come out of Ukraine has been proven to be a lie? To the point where a video game manufacturer sued ABC, NBC, CBS, all the networks for copyright infringement because they were using a clip from one of its video games that they were putting out. It's the brave ghost of Kyiv taking down a Russian fighter. No, it was literally from a video game. Photographs of Ukrainian citizens recovering from injuries sustained in a Russian bombing run. Turned out to be from Africa in 2015. The brave Ukrainian soldier kissing his wife goodbye as he marches off to fight the Russian imperialists. No, that was actually a U.S. special operator kissing his wife hello after returning from deployment. President Zelensky looking so brave on the front lines opposing Russian aggression, wearing a tech vest and all the battle gear. He was in full battle rattle. No, that was for military exercises in 2019. Folks, everything, every picture has been a lie. Shows a bombed out house, claiming it was Russian missiles. And then you go to YouTube and you see the video of the poor husband and wife that own the house that are ethnic Russians and saying, no, the Russians are that way. The missile came from this way over here. This was Ukrainian missile. The media not telling you that the war in Ukraine started in 2014 when we ran a color revolution, when we triggered the Maidan massacre, when son of a bitch, what do you know, he got fired because they were going to look into Hunter's shady business dealings with 10% kick to the big guy. You see, it was the emails and it was the text messages that are the reason why they had to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story. But like, if you've ever been in a swimming pool and try to put a beach ball under the water, no matter how hard you push down on it, eventually it's going to pop right back up to the surface. No matter how hard they try to push down on the truth of what's been going on in Washington and Ukraine and China, all the corruption in the Biden crime family, no matter how much they try to push it down, the truth's going to pop up. The key is going to be gutting FBI and DOJ of all the corrupt leadership. Well, Chuck Grassley has some pretty high-ranking whistleblowers in FBI that are disgusted by how apparently half the leadership of that agency is totally in the tank for the Democrats. And it's not just about Ukraine that they lie, and it's not just about Dorona that they lie. It's about everything. Right? Harry and Meghan have a Netflix special, whatever you want to call it. And there's a photo in there in the trailer to show the paparazzi hounding them. Oh, they're so popular. Wherever they go, paparazzi just flock. Folks, there's literally, I can't even count all the camera lenses. It's over two dozen cameras. You know, the big professional cameras with the long lenses that photojournalists use. Looks like it might be even three dozen. It's just, they're shoulder to shoulder, tiered, stacked. Yeah, it's got to be three dozen cameras pointed, right? All the paparazzi hounding. Oh, poor Meghan and Harry. They can't go anywhere without the paparazzi hounding them. Yeah, it turns out that these were invited media to a Harry Potter movie premiere in 2011. Folks, journalism is dead. There are no editors because you can read any news article in any publication. And it's like, where's Waldo? It's, you know, spot the typo, spot the illiteracy, spot the grammar mistake, spot the errors. So there are no editors anymore. And the fact, to the extent that there are people that hold the title of editor, you know, Lefty Larry will come up and say, hey, boss, I got this great story, but I need a photo with it. And does the boss send a photographer out to get a story? No. Yeah, just find a photo of a crowd of journalists someplace and just say it's the paparazzi hounding Meghan and Harry. And we'll just do it that way. Literally everything they're telling us is a lie. And these lies are costing lives. Democrats lie, people die. Simple as that. Here's a story right out of Australia. Heartbreaking. Five-year-old girl dies after waiting more than 30 hours for treatment in a Canberra hospital. Five-year-old Rosilla Spatafora died from myocarditis. Five-year-old with myocarditis. On July 5th, nearly 38 hours after arriving at Canberra Hospital. 5 years old, dead from myocarditis. It's a crime against humanity. It's obscene what they're being allowed to do to us. They steal elections brazenly right in our face. They rub our noses in it by doing the same thing in a special election in Georgia that they did on election night in 2020, right? That vertical spike that showed major injections of Biden votes in five, not one or two, five swing states, all after the polls, all after the counting centers had ostensibly closed for the night. Close for the night, and then all of a sudden you've got five states showing massive infusions of votes, and then they did it again in the two special Senate elections in Georgia in January 2021, just to prove they could. Because when you've got a corrupt media covering up for you, and you've got a corrupt FBI and a corrupt DOJ that won't investigate or prosecute crimes, but will do everything to cover up the actual crimes. FBI had Hunter's laptop since 2019. Not only did not investigate it, it suppressed investigation of it, according to a senior whistleblower that Chuck Grassley has. So, Timbo, if the whole system is corrupt, how do you win? I got a text message tonight. You know, Trump needs to focus more on 2024 than 2020 if he wants to get elected. It's like, well, guess what? If we don't take care of 2020, there's going to be no 2024. And if you want proof, just look at November 8th. They did it again. And you've got idiots like Morning Joe's whore, Micah, who were all in for Federnex Toomer, saying with a straight face this morning that Herschel Walker is not mentally competent to serve in the United States Senate. Let that sink in. Herschel Walker's not mentally competent to serve as a United States senator, but Federnex Toomer, who makes Joe Biden look like a distinguished toastmaster, is? Is that what you want us to believe, Micah? Not buying it. Not buying it. So, Timbo, how do we take care of 2020 so that there won't be another in 2024? Well, part of it is getting the right leadership, the Republican National Committee. And it looks like we might have a race on our hands because Mike Lindell has thrown his hat into the ring. And I loved how he came out and immediately, you see, folks, when you're dealing with leftists, you cannot be reactive, right? They're very disciplined in following Alinsky's rules about personalizing everything, right? Just like they did with Matt Taibbi. Matt Taibbi releases, you know, Elon gave Matt Taibbi all the drops and let Matt Taibbi assemble them and tweet them out. And rather than address the text messages and emails showing that FBI, the DNC, and Twitter colluded to illegally suppress the Hunter Biden story, rather than focus on the substance, all the tweets were, oh, I remember when Matt used to be a real journalist. It's so sad to see his fall. So sad to see Matt Taibbi crater his career. So sad, so sad, so sad, so sad. They all said so sad. Do you think a memo went out telling him to say it was so sad to see Matt Taibbi no longer being a real journalist? They attacked the messenger, not the message. Distract from what was released and focus, get people to focus on Matt instead. Meanwhile, the same FBI agent that was behind the Trump surveillance, yeah, he also helped censor Hunter Biden laptop story. WashPo was, at least they showed a little embarrassment. They tried to backpedal. They tried to do a little historical revisionism on their role in suppressing the story, and that blew up in their face. But CNN's in there still trying to gaslight people. So how do we correct 2020? How do we correct 2022? Well, for one thing, Carrie Lake hasn't given up. But we got Mike Lindell saying he's thrown his hat into the ring to be the RNC chair, the Republican National Committee chair. And he came out with a video and he said, first thing I'll do is I'll check out all the lawyers working for the RNC and probably fire them all. So today, another lawyer threw her hat into the ring. Harmeet Dhillon said that she's going to run against Rona McDaniel. Not sure what I think of Harmeet. Is she just going there to pave the way for Nikki in 2024, Nikki Haley? I don't know. I don't know. But I think just like the beach ball that you try to push under the water, them trying to suppress the truth, not now about the Hunter laptop story, okay? We're going to get to the Hunter laptop story. We're going to get to all the emails, the 10% to the big guy, the text to his sister saying, how would you like having to give half your income to dad? If nothing else, we can get them all, including Joe, on tax evasion. Now the story is how the government illegally colluded with Twitter, how the DNC illegally colluded with Twitter to suppress it. James Woods came out. He's suing the DNC for monetary damages because the DNC, he was one of the conservatives that the DNC told Twitter to suspend, and Twitter canceled Woods's real James Woods. Canceled his account, and he's alleging that caused him significant financial harm. So he's suing the DNC. More and more and more, the truth leaks out. There are good people of goodwill in these agencies. More of them are starting to stand up and be counted, to be whistleblowers. We need many, many more. It's to the point where if you're working for the federal agency and you've seen felonies committed by your boss and your management team, You better get out ahead of the criminal charges and stand up and blow the whistle. Because eventually there will be a reckoning. Eventually, these corrupt lawyers at the Department of Justice and FBI will be on the wrong side of the V. And will it be everybody? You know, will it be United States versus James Comey? Will it be United States versus Hillary Clinton? Will it be United States versus Joe Biden? I got to say, I don't see that happening. Unfortunately, I think the answer is no, even though it should happen. Even though that's what we need to have happen. We need to return to being a nation of laws, not of men. We need to return to equal justice under law. But folks, it's an uphill battle. We don't even have our leadership on our side. Cocaine Mitch caves and puts the JCPA into the 2022 NDAA. It's unbelievable. You know, we're fighting a media that says that it was an anti-trans J6 insurrectionist that shot up two electrical substations because he didn't want a trans show to be able to go on. He wanted there to be a power failure. The local sheriff said, no, that's not what happened. And that's not the narrative the media runs with. So just use your discernment. Show good judgment. Start believing everything that's the exact opposite of what they're telling you to believe, and you'll probably be okay. I'm Timothy Shea. This is The Reckoning.